Okay, on today's agenda, I'm going to start with introducing NFC. What exactly is it? What can we do with it? A bit of a small technical insight in how it works. Then what the different NFC tags are, or why do you need those tags? And then we're going to dive into Visual Studio and build a small demo app for NFC in Windows Phone 8. And we're going to end off with some takeaways and a few minutes of Q&A. So what is NFC exactly? NFC stands for Near Field Communication. It is a two-way communication protocol that doesn't require a handshake. When you connect two devices through Bluetooth, you need to enter a PIN code that is displayed on one device into the other, so that they know that they are connected to each other. NFC doesn't need that. You just take your two devices, hold them into close proximity to each other, and you're connected. NFC is an extension of RFID. RFID chips is for those living in Belgium, your identity cards, the electronic ones, the chip on it, that's an RFID chip. That's one-way communication. The reader, the card reader, can read the chip, but can't really program it. NFC allows for two-way communication. You can write with tags, and you can read from tags. NFC has been around for quite some years, but in 2004, there was an official NFC forum founded by Sony, Nokia, and Philips. Nokia is really doing a lot of work on NFC. That's why you will find NFC chips in lots of Nokia devices. Currently, over 160 companies are registered on the NFC forum and are building devices with this technology in it. There are different types of NFC with different speeds, but the maximum that you will get is 424 kilobits. That isn't really fast, but as you will see when we get to the tag part, there isn't really a lot of space to write big data. So it will usually be only a few kilobits that are getting written to a tag, and that goes really fast. There are two types of NFC devices. There are active devices and passive. Active devices are your phones or other equipment that has an NFC reader or tag in it. And the passive types are the stickers and the keychains and bracelets and other types that don't have their own power supply. We will get to how they get their power in a few slides. So how does it actually work? You have your phone, and if you have NFC enabled, it transmits a magnetic field, as you can see here on this slide, beautifully animated. When you hold an NFC tag inside the magnetic field, like this, it will use the magnetic field to receive power, kind of like how wireless charging works. So at this time, the tag is powered, and it will transmit its data automatically to the reader, to the phone in this case. Or the other way around, the phone can write its data onto the chip. Now for the tags, there are quite a lot of types, and most of them are supported by Windows Phone 8. The biggest difference is in the available memory, as you can see in this table here. That ranges from 48 bytes to 8,000 bytes. There are lots of types. You really have to be careful which one you choose when you're buying tags. You have to make sure that the amount of data you want to write is freely available on the tags. And not all the available memory will be available for you. Tags get formatted. tags get formatted in a certain format, and that takes some space as well. I see a question here, NFC tags support on other devices? Lots of devices support NFC. A few Android devices as well, like the Nexus, and they can all read the same text. So basically every active device that has an NFC reader in it can read the same text and the same information. Now as we will see in a few minutes, we can write information onto a tag that can launch certain actions or applications on the Windows phones. Obviously, those tags won't work on Android devices. This is my collection of tags. I bought these at rapidnfc.com, just to give you some clue on where to get them. This is a developer package. It costs about 20 euros, I think. And you get a whole range of tags in different sizes, different formats, different available memory. This is a good starter's package to experiment with, to see how much data you can get on one tag. Really important when you order these tags is that you, if you order them from RapidNFC, is that you state that you're going to use them on Windows devices. They will come pre-formatted on the, in the correct format. Because our Windows phones are not able to format NFC tags. For that you will need either a USB NFC reader or an Android device. Now, one of the most common formats is the NDEF, the NFC Data Exchange Format. And this is actually the only one that is available for Windows Phone 8. It's just a container that stores data in a certain way. It's not based on the RFID format, like many other formats. It can contain a URI, like an HTTP address, FTP address, or SMS or phone numbers. We can put text on them in normal stream. We can add an encoding or a language identifier to it. It can be used for smart posters. Smart posters aren't really common in these parts, but they are advertisements that you can find on the street with an NFC sign on it. And if you tag the poster with your NFC device, it will take you to the website of the product or to some special actions that they're doing or to get special discounts, lots of possibilities. And the NDEF format is a standard of the NFC forum. So it's officially supported by all the members of that forum, all 160. Now, what can you do with NFC? We can use it to initiate a Bluetooth or a Wi-Fi connection. Nokia, for example, has a few Bluetooth speakers that have NFC. So instead of first using your phone to search for the speaker and then connect to it manually and put the speaker in discovery mode first, you just tap your phone on the speaker and it will initiate a Bluetooth connection and you will be connected in a matter of seconds without going through any menus. It can be used for contactless payments, credit cards, or normal payments in supermarkets. I don't think we have it in Belgium yet, but I heard they were experimenting with it, so hopefully it will come soon. Basically, it's embedded in the small machines where you use your cards to pay. But instead of using your card, you use your mobile phone, you tap against the machine and you have paid. We can use it to share data between devices. For example, if I have a very interesting picture here and I want to send it to another device, I can just tap it. It will initiate a Bluetooth connection and send the picture over the Bluetooth connection and disconnect afterwards. We can use it to automate tasks. More on that a bit later. We can use it for keycards to enter a building, to for work clocks to clock in the beginning of the day or clock out at the end of the day. It's also used for shop security. You've probably noticed those big plastic tags on clothing in lots of shops. And then when you walk out, you pass through these big pillars, and if the tag is still on the clothing, an alarm will sound. That's basically an NFC system. The pillars provide the magnetic field, and the tag is the NFC tag. If it detects it, the alarm goes off. And it's used in advertising through smart posters. And you can use it to go home. And this is kind of a shameless plug to my own blog. It's a blog post that details how you can write an NFC tag. And when you scan it, it will start your navigation software on your Windows Phone, and it will navigate you home. And this works great. I have the sticker hanging in my car. So that's enough talking. Let's go into Visual Studio and have a look. Should be loading my desktop now. There we go. Everyone should see it now. We are in Visual Studio. I've just started a brand new Windows Phone project, Windows Phone 8. And I have two emulators running here, two different resolutions. First thing, the Windows Phone emulator doesn't support NFC. We can't use it to read tags, we can't use them to tap together to send data from one emulator to the other. But luckily there is an open source project called Proximity Tapper. It does throw a few exceptions when you start it if you have some virtual network adapters, like from Hyper-V, like you should have if you have installed the emulator, or from VMware. It will state that it can't connect to those virtual adapters. You can just ignore them. The app will work fine. So, this is the proximity tapper. It detects the Windows Phone emulator automatically, so I have two instances here. And we can use them to tap them together. If I select them both, I can say tap select the devices and remain connected. And basically now I'm holding these two emulators together to send and receive NFC data. Or I can just connect to one. And for example, send a URL. When I click OK, receive content, someone is sharing a website. If I accept this, Internet Explorer will open and it will take me to the URI that was sent here. So that way you can do some basic testing with NFC in the emulator. It can't do everything. If you're really serious about building an NFC-enabled application, make sure that you have a device with NFC capabilities and test it on an actual device. So, first thing you need to do for an NFC application is add the capability in the app manifest, the WM app manifest. If you double click it, it will take us to the beautiful graphical user interface instead of the old XML. In the capabilities, we need to add the proximity capability. And that is enough to allow us to use NFC. Should you want, you can also make it a requirement. That means if you publish your application onto the Windows Phone Store and someone tries to download it that doesn't have an NFC capable phone, it won't even see the app, it won't be available to them. And the only thing you need to do is check this checkbox, and the Windows Phone infrastructure will take care of all the rest. Just make sure this is enabled, okay. And now we can start building. I'm going to start with the XAML first. I've prepared a few snippets for that. The dark. This is my XAML. I have to replace the class name here. And onto the code behind. Quickly get rid of this here. What we're going to do first is add a button that will check if our current device is NFC capable. For that we'll need some fields first. There we go. Add the Windows Networking Proximity namespace. And then we can when the button is clicked, it will try to get the default proximity device. This will never throw an error. It will either return the device or it will return null. If it's null, then your current device or the device that the app is being used on doesn't have an NFC chip. And we can state this to the user. Or we can say that the device effectively really has a chip. Let's see. Let's try it out. So text box text block is initial value is NFC not initialized. I click the button. And it says that this device has an NFC chip. Now, I've said that the emulator doesn't support NFC, but it does have an NFC chip, apparently, an emulated one. But we can't use it without using the proximity tapper. Okay, so now we can detect our NFC chip. That's great. Now let's see what we can do with it. It would be fun if we could detect if a chip or if a tag was being held against the NFC reader. But we need our proximity device, which is the field up here, and that gets instantiated here. And we can attach the device arrived event. We can do the same for when the device departs. And what we're doing here is we're just going to change the value of a text block, stating that we have detected a tag or that a tag has left. To this, we'll need the dispatcher to invoke the UI thread. And I'm just going to copy paste here. Okay. So when a device is detected, it will say device detected. When the device leaves again, it will say the device has left. First, we need to initialize it. No tag detected. And now I'm going to use the proximity tapper. Together, and you will see that the text block here is changed to device detected, because now our two emulators are being held against each other and NFC is detecting a device. And if I untap it, then the device is left. So that works. This works with active devices like phones or with passive devices like tags. I should be able, just need to see which is the correct one. If I send the URL again, apparently it's the other one. Oh, immediately says detected. And it has left again. So that works. We can now detect devices. Great. Now, it would be fun if we could subscribe for when a tag is being held against a device. Let's say to determine how much data we can put on the device. So for that, we're going to need the second field that we've declared here. I will tell you about that field in a minute. We need a device, and we can subscribe for message. Message type is writable tag. More about those message types. And a message received handler. So, what are we doing here? We're going to subscribe for a message of type writable tag. This type means if any tag that we can write to that isn't write protected is being held against the device, we will go to the message received handler, and there we will get information about the tag itself and the message that is being written, that is written on the tag, if there is one. Here we can detect the writable size. Needs to convert it to an integer. So we get an I buffer here in the message that will contain the data. If we convert it to an array and from that array to an integer, to an int 32, then we get the available size that we can write to. Now, what is this subscription ID? It's when you subscribe for a message, it will return you an ID of type. That ID is what you need if you want to unsubscribe for a message, which we'll be doing in a minute. So for that, it's important to keep track of that ID. Okay, now the following parts I can't demonstrate on the emulator, so I'm going to use my actual device that's hooked up here on the USB. Now I won't be able to show it, but I'm going to set a breakpoint here, and as soon as I scan the NFC tag, it will hit a breakpoint, if everything goes well. and if it wants to deploy. This is taking some time. The toArray method. The question is, I don't have the toArray methods. Why? That's because you need a namespace, an extra namespace. ReSharper added it automatically here in my case. I will show it in a minute as soon as it starts responding again. This is the namespace you need for the toArray method. So the system.runtime .windows.runtime. That one will provide you with the toArray method. Deployment errors. My phone is in airplane mode, so maybe that's the problem. Currently disabling the airplane mode, I'm going to try again. And if that doesn't work, you'll just have to trust me that the code does work. Taking his time again. Actually, while we wait, I'll go back to my slides quickly. A bit about the capabilities in Windows Phone 8. So as I've said, no emulator support. This is the link to the proximity tapper. It's on CodePlex, it's open source. If you feel that something is missing, feel free to add it. Only pre-formatted MDEF tags are supported. We can't format the tags ourselves. I've made a mistake of ordering the wrong ones at first. So now I have a bunch of tags that I can't use until I find someone with a device that can format them. Proximity tapper doesn't support Windows 8, that's possible. I think it only works for Windows Phone. But then again, Windows 8 doesn't really have an emulator, it's more like a simulator. Bit of a difference there. A few other limitations. We can't write lock protect tags from Windows Phone. We can't format them, and only the .endf format is supported. And the demo, of course. Let me see where Visual Studio is. Still hanging. I'm going to switch back to the desktop. So apparently I can deploy this onto the phone itself. It's acting a bit weird as well. But this does work. This will actually tell you how many bytes that are available on the tag to write to. Now, to actually write the tag, my script is acting weird as well. So, I'm going to write a URI to a tag, meaning that whenever someone scans the tag itself, that he will be navigated to the website that is written on the tag. So first I'm going to stop listening to the messages, because I need to do something else when it is detected. That is why I keep track of the ID. I subscribe again to the message, but with a new event handler. And when a tag is found, a new URI to my blog, I will encode it into a byte array, and then I will call the publish binary message method on the proximity device itself. And here again, one of those types. This is a message type. Pass in the buffer, which actually contains encoded into a byte array. And then another event handler to notify my user that the message has been successfully written. I'm going to quickly reboot my phone in the meanwhile. Is completely hanging. Okay. So no demos there, unfortunately. But the result is like what you have seen here. If I connect the device, send the URL, you will get this message. Then you can choose to accept or ignore it. If you ignore it, nothing happens. In case of Bing, if you accept it, it will actually start a Bing application on the phone, but not here because the emulator doesn't have internet access. So next to normal websites, you can write other stuff as well. Change. Now I'm having an entire different URI here. It starts with MS Drive 2, which basically means take the default navigation software on my device, start it, and pass in these parameters. So I have my latitude and my longitude of my destination, and I pass this in as coordinates. And it will launch, in the case of a Nokia device, it will launch Nokia Drive and navigate to the coordinates passed in here as destination. on other devices, it will start the Bing Maps, I believe. Now, this is what you need to give to other people that want to use your URI to launch your application with certain parameters. There are already sites available that contain entire list of all applications that have this. But what you need is something like this to write the tag. It's very similar to using the built-in ones. But you also need to set it in the WMAP manifest. But for this, you need to go into the XML code. This can't be done from the user interface. Here behind the tokens tag, you can add extensions and add a protocol. Name has to be in lowercase letters completely. And the nav URI fragments always has to be this. The name here determines the URI that will be needed to launch your app from a tag. Now, to use the parameters, because as you can see here, I'm going to pass in Hello World when we launch the app from the NFC tag. Now, the onNavigated2 method here will not contain the parameter when we use it like this. We need to add a custom URI method. I'm going to add a class. Needs to inherit from you. If I have a snippet for this. Class inherits from URI mapper base, which is something we get from the Windows Phone SDK. We need to override the map URI methods. What we will get here is the URI as it as we so this will be passed into the URI mapper. If it contains this part, then we know that we need to get the parameter out. So we get it out by using a substring. And we pass it in using the normal type of navigation that we're used to in Windows Phone. This is the first part that we will get executed when we launch the app from an NFC tag. Get to the main page, passing in the parameters like a normal query string, and in the onNavigated2, we will be able to get it out like this. Now, since my phone still isn't responding for some reason, again, I won't be able to demonstrate this, but you can trust me that this really works. Well, it will work if we don't forget to set URI mapper. We need to go to the app.xaml.cs, which contains all the information about launching and tombstoning and closing your application. We need to go to the initialize. And here, after we initialize the root, we need app.uri mapper to a new instance custom mapper, and now it will get used. If you don't do this, it will use the default URI mapper, and now we won't be able to use those parameters. It should work just fine. There we go. You can still We'll check for capabilities, but we won't be able to test the code that we've just written. I will make this code available tonight or tomorrow. If you have an NFC capable Windows Phone, feel free to try it out. Get some tags, they're really cheap. I can assure you this should work, but my phone is having some problems. If you're running into problems with this, if you're trying it yourself, contact me and I will try to find out what's going on. But it's not a mandatory chip in Windows Phone devices. Windows Phone 8 device has NFC. For example, the HTC is not NFC capable. So it's really fun to use, it's easy to use, but keep in mind that not everyone has it. If your application really depends on it, use the requirement checkbox that you can set in the app manifest. NFC requires no handshake, so it's just up and it's connected. The Windows Phone 8 implementation only supports pre-formatted and dev tags, so make sure that when you order them that they are formatted for Windows or MDF format.